The first chapter. The family tree in winter.
It is not influenza, nor is it dropsy, nor the vapors.
The doctor gave Lady Constance Ashton a sour look.
And it is certainly not the chicken pox, thank goodness. A disgusting illness, in my opinion. All that itching and scratching.
His full name was Dr. Charles Weltschmerz. He was a morose and irritable man, not at all the sort of person one would expect to spend his days caring for the sick. His gruff speech and lack of sympathy made his patients feel far worse than they did before. Consequently, they put on brave faces and made heroic efforts to rise from their sick beds so as to never have to see the unpleasant doctor again. Naturally, these miraculous cures were attributed to the skill of Dr. Weltschmerz. His reputation grew until he was considered the finest physician in the county. Barring unexpected illness, we too are unlikely to have a second encounter with Dr. Weltschmerz. In fact, we will do our best to avoid it, and the less said about him, the better. We need not reveal his favourite food, bread pudding, or his preferred style of dancing. Oddly enough, the polka, a surprisingly cheerful step for a man so grim. The secret nickname he gave his most beloved childhood toy is completely irrelevant to our tale. Honey Hee-Haw, the stuffed donkey, was little Charlie's bosom companion for more years than he would care to admit, and even accompanied him to medical school, a fact that has not been publicly disclosed until now. No, none of these details about Dr. Weltschmerz are remotely worth mentioning, and you should erase them from your minds at once. What is important is that Weltschmerz is an actual word whose meaning all well-educated people ought to know. As the polyglots among you are doubtless already aware, the German Weltschmerz is pronounced Weltschmerz, and it means... But more on that topic later. Lady Constance has yet to hear her diagnosis, and patience was never one of her virtues. A pathetic cry rose from the fainting couch in the front parlour of Ashton Place. Dr. Weltschmerz frowned and arranged his stethoscope around his neck.
Lady Ashton, need I remind you? You are with child. An intruder grows within your womb, and it cares not one whit about your discomfort. The monster is far too busy kicking its tiny vicious feet and pummeling away with those miniature yet brutal fists. With your permission.
He pressed the stethoscope to the lady's heart and listened.
Mother's heartbeat, strong as an ox. Your indigestion, fatigue, backache, and other miseries are all because of this cursed parasite of a baby.
I could hardly feel worse if I had eaten an ox.
Lady Constance leaned back on the couch with operatic weariness.
I am hungry all the time, yet taking a single bite is enough to make me seasick. How much longer am I expected to bear this horrible ordeal?
Until spring, when the baby comes. Then you'll have new and worse ordeals to complain about.
Dr. Weltschmerz spoke in a jolly tone, as if he were pleased by this fact.
Spring? But it is only January!
Lady Constance tried to sit up and failed until Mrs. Clark, the head housekeeper of Ashton Place, gave a helpful boost from behind.
Dr. Weltschmerz, I insist that you do something.
At this, the doctor laughed. Imagine a doctor laughing at his own patient.
Get used to suffering, that's my advice. Human babies take 10 moons to grow properly, and this one will be no exception.
10 moons!
Lady Constance began to weep and count, but mostly weep.
Moon, 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 moon.
Mrs. Clark dabbed away the lady's tears with a clean pocket handkerchief, an item that no well-brought-up person ought ever be without. There, there, my lady, the kind housekeeper said with a warning look to the doctor. Many a woman's been with child before, else none of us would have been born to grow up and complain about our aches and pains, would we? They all managed it somehow, and you will too. And a sweet little baby makes it all worthwhile in the end. I'm sure that's what the doctor meant to say.